This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hello, and I am here to disavow any responsibility for the ads. It's all Tyler's fault.
He
lied to me, and he said, he stood there and said, we have integrity, we would never take... I did nothing wrong. I never do anything wrong. I am not a person who does ever anything wrong. Look at his face. Look at the guilt. Look at the guilt, the shame. Look at the shame. He was sweating so hard, his hair drooped. Oh, because of the embarrassment and the shame.
What?
He can't even speak for himself. He can't. Look, all right. So from here on out, I will be the sole host of the podcast. He will be replaced by Drew Carey or someone equivalent, and we'll get some actual sports people in here.
I don't control the ads! This is supposed to be an ad read, and I'm so confused right now.
Oh, I thought we were doing the episode. Oh, never mind. Oh, okay.
Well, you can take this and stitch it onto the episode. Actually, you know what? Screw it. We're just going to do the episode now.
Oh, yeah. We'll do the
ad later.
Oh, I forgot. We were supposed to be doing ads right now. Right. Oh, man. We got this whole catalog of gambling ads, DraftKings that we were about to do. Tyler brought it to me, and I said, no more. I can't live this lie. Man, how funny is that though? How
I'm sorry, I can't hear you right now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's because of my outrage of you trying to claim that I did something I didn't do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Tried to pull a fast one on us. He didn't succeed, is what happened. So no, this is. I don't know if these ads have been playing before that episode. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like literally this somehow timed up to land exactly at the moment that this would occur, because I don't see anyone saying that there's been an ad before. I don't remember there being any, and I'm pretty sure that we spoke and said absolutely not. So what this likely is something that Tyler has been planning for so long because he knew that he could get away with it and disavow it because, oh, the coincidence is too much. But I see through the lies! I see through.
I've been in Colorado for the last week. This is not on me. This is not on me at all. I've been busy rock climbing. I've torn up my hands a decent amount because I free soloed two of the flat irons. I went paragliding, which will be a future episode we'll talk about. Okay. I had no control over this. I take no blame. And I know we had spoken to the team that deals with the ads saying that this wouldn't happen. But, you know, maybe because gambling was in the title, they're just like, oh, they're talking about it.
You know, I'm not going to lie. That probably was it, because a lot of ad systems are automated these days. So they target keywords, right? So it's like it specifically looks for a word. And it's like, because we don't read them all. So there are ads that pop up here and there that are not by us. We would prefer if all of them were read specifically by us. That way we could vet who they are. But in today's age of mass media, I suppose something slipped through. However, What we said still stands. We personally do not endorse that, and we are working to make sure that doesn't occur again, because it's like we said on the episode, it's harmful.
Yeah. And I don't know if a single person is to blame, like you said. It's probably like some sort of algorithm with the automated system that was just like, oh, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, I think if we say fuck DraftKings really hard and loud, I'm pretty sure they can't really complain. If they're going to give money to us and we still go, fuck those guys, fuck all that shit, don't do it, it's all bad, then I'm pretty sure they could spend all the money they want and it wouldn't apply. But we're going to try not to have that happen.
Yeah, fuck gambling, fuck FanDuel, fuck DraftKings.
Yeah, well, no, we're just listing the names. This is exactly what we shouldn't do.
Anyway. Is this the believe all press is good press?
For some people, yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the episode. Welcome to Go! My favorite sports team.
This was supposed to be an ad, apparently, but, you know, we get confused sometimes, you know, we get confused.
Will's going to look at this and see Cheeto ad and see how long it is and go, what?
Look, you can't change the names of those things afterwards.
But I'm just not going to play the joke on him.
Yeah, definitely. Before we get into the episode, there has been another breach of outrage on the subreddit, reddit.com/r/GMFST, if you don't know where it is. Apparently, there's been a backlog of jacuzzis. I don't know why that happened. I don't know why.
Technology, man. The things broke, I think. I don't know.
All right, so here's the truth, guys. Tyler pulled me aside after an episode one day, and he said, man, these jacuzzis are really hurting my feelings. I know that they're calling me out on how wrong I've been in so many of the things, but listen, I just, can you hold off for a few weeks? I know there's a lot because I've done so much wrong, but just please give my ego a break. He was crying, actually, profusely when he said this to me, and so it was so pathetic. I pitied him, and I didn't do any more jacuzzis, so...
Yeah, and it's totally true. Yeah, 100%. I was
he
totally
said
sad.
He admitted it.
Yeah, no, that's not true at all.
He's
Mark,
a liar.
Mark is entirely to blame. He has whatever. Not looked at them. In all fairness, I will give him this. We were in a massive rush to get two episodes done, which is why the last two episodes were shorter than normal, because I was going out of town. In all fairness, I was going out of town to see my brother. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason for that was to work out of my a little bit of a hiccup of headspace. My mental was a little off, but I went out there. I was planning to see him anyway and go paraglide and do all this other stuff, but had nothing to do with jacuzzis.
Uh-huh.
That's a cold-blooded, backstabbing lie of Mark trying to throw me under a bus that's non-existent.
Okay. Well, I do have one jacuzzi that I want to read because they really put a lot of work into this. So Clockwork K9, for 3 weeks we've been silenced. Mark E. Fishbach, your initials are MEF. You know what else those initials are for? Most egocentric fraud. 3 weeks of silence. 3 weeks of forlorn existence we have endured with no voice. To put this in perspective, a housefly lives for roughly 4 weeks. Living organisms have gone through their entire lifespans in what I can only hope is the time it takes for you to perform your birthright as medium to the ghosts. You've asked us to perform your twisted, downright stupid little game, only to spit on our metaphorical graves by ignoring the prize, the chance to be heard. We've been the mice for your little experiment, so where is the cheese? It goes on for a while. I'm going to purge this ghost a little early. At the end of it, it says, this is my third request, no, demand for you to act, or may geese spew from your mouth forevermore. So, hopefully that ghost can settle down, and then, there's another one here for, this is by Molly Hellcat. So, for 2 weeks you've avoided the numerous jacuzzis that are piling up. We elegant listeners will not be silenced by the power invested in the subreddit. We will be heard! Do I have my own self-interest in mind? Of course, that's part of the reason. I, like many others, have jacuzzed you only to have my voice echo into the abyss. You can only cower away from us for so long. Second gripe, one I've had before. The Southern accent, I won't go into much detail here, as I've done that once already. I will just reiterate what I said. It's insulting. It gets used when portraying someone not particularly intelligent or someone with immoral views.
How'd I know you were going to slip into it at the end?
Just came out. I don't know why. It's just a Southern ghost. That's what I can... I can't really... The spirits, they possess me. Was that it? Was that it?
That was the spirits.
What was that? What did you just do?
Nothing, nothing. The spirits possessed.
All right. And then the rest of the Jacuzzis are just gambling. Talking about how hilarious it was and or disappointing it was that it occurred.
A lot of people pretty outraged about that, being like, oh, we caught you. And I'm like, we have no control over that. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Wait, there's another Jacuzzi here that I'm confused about, which is this is an interesting, I think this actually is an interesting conversation, not to cut into the episode too much.
Okay.
But there was someone that said, TX hit girl in regards to the sports gambling. And it's like, we're not comfortable pushing sports gambling to our audience. This is a quote that you said, apparently. We try and be socially conscious and responsible. Mark and I don't want to promote something that can negatively impact somebody's life in a drastic way. And then I said, I don't want to say we're saints, but we try our best not to. We try to do as little harm as possible. The concern is actually not with the gambling. It's with the idea of OnlyFans. Did you see this one?
I did. I briefly glanced at it.
So have we said, especially Mark, where I have heard him with Tyler tell his audience that if they are desperate for money, to open an OnlyFans account and do porn? I don't think I've...
That has never been said. No.
Ever said that. I don't think that's ever been something. I might have said it's something that could be done. It's possible, and people do it. And then there's the whole argument of sex work in general, which is just like a completely different topic. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, similar to the OnlyFans, but not what we were talking about with the gambling thing. Like, these are entire fields of discussion that we are not experts in, nor are we considering ourselves experts in, or encouraging other people that they must do this or not. That was not the implication at all.
The only time I can think they possibly got to that conclusion was when you made the joke, was like, show your penis in the one episode when I was talking about my hair only fans.
Oh, right. Did I say
but
that?
But that was that was a joke. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, the reality of it is that there are some self-destructive habits no matter where you go, and it's kind of part of the human experience. There's these pitfalls of what some people consider depravity, what some people call like a job or a profession or desperation or whatever. There's so many different labels that could be put on things, like in a whole sphere of things. All we're trying to do is as little harm as possible, and then to each their own from then on there. Because even we can't say, well, like even us saying like gambling's bad doesn't stop some people from having a lot of like enjoyment out of that. And that's what they choose to do. It's not my prerogative, but also I'm no saint. I'm not going to tell someone how to live their life. That's just what I believe. And I stand up for what I believe. And I believe others should stand up for what they believe as well, unless they're Nazis. And then, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. And in addition to that, it was the fact more of pushing gambling on people and like advertising for it, especially to a younger audience, that was more of the issue that we were having with it. And something that we don't want to do in general. But I also, the small point I'm going to point out too is that OnlyFans is not just, it's not porn. It's not just porn. There are millions of other creators that do a whole bunch of different stuff with OnlyFans, because it is a website that allows you to have creative endeavors behind a paywall.
That being said, it is mostly explicit in nature. It's predominantly explicit. If not porn directly, it's of a sexual nature. I would say that. It's an adult website. Let's not fool around.
It requires you to be 18 or older.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we have ever promoted what they say we were promoting at all. Nor would we ever.
Mm, yeah. It's like to if you're going to denounce something, you have to denounce all of it. That's not life. That's definitely not life. denouncing something from a different perspective that's not ours, and I believe it is this person is denouncing, is just like no one should do it, and that's not what we're saying. We're saying it predominantly can be harmful, not that it should be banned for everyone in all circumstances, because that's that's absolutist in certain terms. Or I'm probably not even using that word right, but it's just very, you know, there's very few things that I'm like all or nothing on, you know. Nazis being the one that comes to mind the most.
That's a very good one to be all or nothing on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Particularly on they shouldn't exist. Mm. I'm pretty all or nothing on clothes sometimes. But anyway, moving on.
It's either all on or all off. There's no in between.
No in between.
Seven layers or zero.
All of my clothes are attached, so they come off in one suit and one rip off.
Exactly. One Velcro thing. Shot naked.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run five marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money.
You know, all those subscription websites, they just hide those charges from you. They're hidden and repetitive and you forget about them.
Oh, I know exactly which websites you're talking about. The ones that you like to go to.
You do? I've literally spent so long digging through my finances.
Rocket Money can help cancel your subscriptions.
You're saying Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings?
Absolutely, yes.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for me? Up to 20%?
Maybe. But for our listeners, definitely yes. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Today.
Yeah.
Is the day
people
all over have been waiting for.
Why are you talking like that?
Or maybe, I don't know. It's exciting. There's a lot of really cool news out there. And
you sounded
the
like the least excited you could possibly be. I don't know, whatever. It's exciting.
No. There's really exciting news. In Nebraska, they held a day called Volleyball Day.
Uh-huh.
And this was a big deal. All right, because it was a women's volleyball game being held in their football stadium.
Okay.
And they smashed the world record for women's sports attendance in the United States.
Well, damn.
And this just happened like yesterday.
Well, that's cool.
So originally, the coolest part about this is it was entirely paid attendance.
Mm.
So everybody who attended paid for a ticket. And it started simply as $25 for adults and $5 for high school students and younger. And the ticket prices actually ended up reaching as much as $400 on the secondary market. And they had an attendance of, that's the old one. The old record was 91,648 set on April 22nd of last year.
Say that number again.
91,648.
That's a lot of people.
The attendance for this was... Oh, wait. That was the record. Was it? Hold on. Now I'm. That was the previous world record for women's sports attendance in general. Okay. And they actually broke that record. They had 92,003 fans.
92,003? That's a lot.
Yeah. So they beat the world record, and the previous USA record in the States was 90,185, which was a Women's World Cup soccer final of USA and China in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Damn.
So huge, huge deal for women's sports, getting attendance, women's volleyball, and all purchase attendance is a massive, massive step for women's sports getting the recognition it deserves.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Go women's volleyball. Also, Nebraska. Say? I just want to say something about Nebraska fans.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. What in the hell are you doing even?
Screw you.
Oh, sorry. What was it? Yeah. Screw you is what we're saying together as a single opinion. Oh, okay.
They are some of the most supportive fans I've seen in college sports. Between their football stadium, like they're insanely smart, they're insanely courteous. I've heard a lot of great things about Nebraska fans. And so for Nebraska to set up and do an amazing marketing thing with National Volleyball Day and make this happen was incredible. Congrats to the women's volleyball team. Congrats to everyone involved in this event. Absolutely, hats off to you.
Yay, Nebraska!
Woo!
In all honesty, yes, I was just like, I often just like say things before I even realize what Ty was saying. So that's not my fault. That's his fault for not saying the important thing first.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about Ultimate Frisbee because the TCT Pro Championships are happening this week or have already happened, technically.
Oh, shit.
By the time this episode comes out, they will have ended. They'll be over.
Okay.
Because it happens this weekend, and we're recording on Thursday.
Okay.
But it's happening in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
And it's USA Ultimate. It's the sanctioned club regular season tournament.
Damn.
We're going to talk about Ultimate Frisbee. Mark, what do you know about Ultimate Frisbee? I know we've played it together before.
Ultimate Frisbee is a thing that Marques Brownlee does.
That what?
MKBHD.
Who's what?
What? You don't know MKBHD, the tech YouTuber?
No. I'm a sports guy, not a YouTuber guy.
Well, I believe he plays Ultimate Frisbee. I believe he's in that tournament.
Mm.
But doesn't he? Am I reporting the news? Hey, what's up, guys? I'm taking over. Anyway, there's a... You don't know the YouTuber MKBHD?
No.
He's a very popular tech YouTuber. He's also a professional Ultimate Frisbee player.
Really? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's been playing Ultimate Frisbee forever. Even I know that he plays about it because he talks about it all the time. But also, he's apparently very good because he's taller and he's got long arms, a lot of reach. And I've seen some clips of him, and he's done some pretty crazy stuff. But also, he's like one of the most prolific tech YouTubers out there in terms of like reviewing tech. I think that he's in the...
This tournament?
MKBHD tournament. I'm pretty sure.
The TCT Pro Championships?
Okay, MKBHD. TCT Pro Championships. It would be on his, like, Twitter or something, I bet. Let's see. MKBHD Twitter. Pro Ultimate Frisbee Players, right in his title. So he won something at Empire Ultimate on August 26th. I see him and his team holding a trophy. What's their team name? I don't even know.
New York Empire is a men's ultimate team.
Oh, that's his team.
It's okay, in New York City, yeah.
So he is part of New York Empire. So if they're in that tournament you're talking about, then he's at that tournament.
Could be. I don't know. I don't see. There's not really a teams list or anything I can look at that on the place that I found the info on. So. Moving on. Good luck to him if he's in it.
Why do you sound pissed off? That's what I know about Ultimate Frisbee. I know that this guy plays in it. He's a YouTuber. That's what I know.
This is a primer. What do you know about the game? Oh, what do you know about the sport?
I don't know. Probably dumb. Probably like a bunch of boring crap. Probably probably not very athletic. Probably doesn't take a lot of skill. If this fucking nerd over here does it, then you can't even believe that anybody does it. Woo! Fuck Nebraska, am I right?
This is gonna be the most like bombastic, controversial opinion thing.
I dare someone to accuse me. I dare them. I dare them. I don't know. Whatever.
Also, my favorite thing about the jacuzzis you read today is that they were just jacuzzis about not reading the other jacuzzis, and he still ignored the older jacuzzis.
Whatever, whatever. We're never going to get to those.
All right, well, ultimate frisbee.
Okay, it's frisbee, but I imagine it's like soccer, but frisbee.
Okay.
Probably, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I always thought it more of like football, but with frisbee. So
is there a tackle? Is it full contact?
There's no tackling, but well, not really there's not. You're not.
Oh, football is in the kicky.
No, football is in the American football.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
And the reason for that is because you score via an end zone as opposed to a like soccer goal.
So it's like rugby. No, that's full contact too. It's like hand. No, that's got a goal. It's in a league of its own.
But it's a somewhat newer game. It's only been around for about 55 years, at least as an official sport.
Okay.
You have two teams facing off, seven players on each team, and you're trying to get the disc into the end zone. When you catch the disc, you can no longer move. Mm-hmm. There's no trap. Like, you can't run with it.
It's almost like basketball in a way.
Yeah. But you can't dribble it.
What happens if you are diving and you catch it in midair?
I mean, once you land, you can't move.
Ah, well, do you get up first or do you have to stay on the ground?
There's like a two-step allowance. We'll get into that. This is the quick overview before we get into the details.
Gotcha. Okay.
But there are two variations of how the scoring works in the game of Ultimate Frisbee with different leagues and associations all over the world, typically played one of two ways. You either play to a score limit, which is usually of 13 to 17 points, where the first team to reach the points limit wins. Uh-huh. Or there's a time limit, much like soccer, a limit of 75 to 100 minutes where the team with the most points at the end of the time win.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Either option for scoring combined with a 10-second rule for holding the disc makes it a fast-paced game, and it is currently a global sport with millions of players now. But yeah. It didn't start out like that.
Why not?
Act one!
Oh, God.
The history of the ultimate frisbee.
The frisbee was invented as a weapon of war by the ancient Romans.
It's only 55 years old. And attack their enemies. The decapitating disc. There's a reason Oddjob was in.
Yes. Okay, all right. Act two.
No, continue. I want to hear more about your background of what Ultimate came about as.
Well, you know, aliens, right? They're flying saucer. It was gifted to the ancient Egyptians by aliens. They made them in honor of
the smallest aliens.
Yes.
You want to know the reality?
I already know it.
Food. The origins of Ultimate Frisbee started with college students eating a certain delicious baked dessert. So, I'm going to give you some options. I'm going to give you some options. And tell me which one you think was the origin. Cakes, cookies, pies, donuts.
It'd be pies, because you get the pie tin.
You are correct.
Yes, I am. Don't act disappointed. Why are you upset?
I'm sad. I wanted you to be dumb.
I had it way before you even gave me the options. That's how smart I am.
So in the 1920s, a pie bakery called Frisbee Pies...
No, sold. That's made up.
Nope.
There's no way. There's no way that's true.
It's true. They sold pies that came in metal pie tins to students attending Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, God. It was a bunch of nerds. I knew it. Oh, no.
Did you know our friend TJ went to Yale?
Did he? Good for him.
Yeah. Little nerd.
Nerd.
After devouring the pies... students would toss the empty pie tins around, throwing, catching back and forth, and people would shout Frisbee when throwing to warn people of the incoming pie tin. Hence why Frisbee got its name. However, Frisbee Pie Company shut down in the late 1950s, and the plastic Frisbee disc being sold by the toy company Whammo, though the modern Frisbee design wasn't patented until 1967 by none other than Ed Hedrick. the main character from the disc golf episode.
How do you spell whammo?
W-H-A-M-O.
Whammo! All right, well, good for them. Do they have a patent under the design or something?
I don't think so. Not anymore. Because it's Frisbee. Anyway, the game. It was an informal bit of fun, simply, at the beginning. But in 1968, at Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey, a few students introduced a Frisbee-based game to the student council, starting the journey to ultimate Frisbee, becoming an official sport. The first team was formed in 1969, practicing in the high school's parking lot, and then in 1970, Joel Silver, Buzzy Hellring, and John Hines created the first edition of the rules.
Hines? Now, you telling me this is a catch-up guy's in here?
Hines, not spelled the same way. H-I-N-E-S, not H-E-I-N-Z.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
So, the first official game of Ultimate Frisbee took place between Columbia High and Milburn High, with Columbia winning 43-10. I guess Columbia, having created the rules, certainly gave them an advantage.
Is it like 1 point per score, or is it many points per score? Oh, I've stumped him. Oh, no. Oh, Will, don't cut this out. Don't cut this out. Will, keep it in. Keep it in. Keep it all in. Keep it all in. All of it. I'm not going to stop talking, so you have to keep going. Everyone can time this out. Everyone knows how long Tyler's looking this up. Oh, I got him. I got him, guys. I got him. I got him. He's still typing. He's still looking it up. Oh, the embarrassment. Oh, he's ashamed. Oh, put in a gambling ad right now. Oh, we can fill this space with so many moral dilemmas. Oh, he's still going.
It's only 1 point.
Oh, is that true? Is it really?
Yeah.
They scored 43 times. They stomped those other guys. Wow, that's terrible. Anyway.
I had to verify it. I was like, that doesn't seem right.
Oh, yeah, it's 1 point. Wow, that's crazy.
That explains the fast-paced 10-second holding time limit.
Oh, that's true. So in Ultimate Frisbee, it must be passed to someone in the end zone or something.
Correct,
like that.
Correct, correct. We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. So basically, you pass it between players. They can't move, so it's constantly moving, and then you got to catch it in the end zone. Yeah.
Cool.
So over the next few decades, the game grew in popularity, and by 1984, the first World Ultimate Championship had taken place, and the World Flying Disc Federation, or WFDF, was founded.
Okay.
Today, it is estimated that over 7 million people located in at least 80 different countries play Ultimate Frisbee regularly. And Ultimate Frisbee is actually really easy to be able to play. All you need is a field and a Frisbee and people, which is why, much like soccer, is very accessible and very easy to get together and just have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
And you can practice literally with just two people. You get four people, you can actually do 2v2. Like, it won't be a regulation game, but it's something you can do for fun.
Yeah, why not? One of my first memories on college campus at UC was playing, well, no, actually it wasn't. It was just Frisbee. Never mind.
You were just throwing a Frisbee around?
Yeah, Bob was there. He can attest. It was not Ultimate Frisbee. Never mind.
We played with our friends, the same crew we played football with.
Oh.
We played Ultimate Frisbee with them.
Oh. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Act two.
Yes.
Time to play.
Okay.
Equipment. All you really need is the disc.
You hear that, everybody? All you really need is the disc.
All you need is the frisbee slash disc. Any 10.75 inch, 175 gram disc can be used for regular play, as long as the team captains agree to use it.
Okay.
If the team captains can't agree, the official disc, the USA Ultimate, is used. The official disc of the USA Ultimate.
Ah, I see.
So the official disc of the USA Ultimate, Ultimate Players Association, many other Ultimate organizations, is in the Discraft Ultrastar 175.
Wow.
Specifically, it is the Discraft Ultrastar 175. It was created in 1981 and is considered the standard for championships.
All right.
It's made entirely of polypropylene plastic.
Polypropylene.
Or 100% post-consumer recycled plastic.
Okay.
So it's somewhat economic and eco-friendly.
Yeah, somewhat. That's not bad.
All right, the playing field. It's a rectangle. How big? 70 yards by 40 yards.
70 by 40, okay.
With a 20 or 25 yard by 40 end zone on each end. So it's a bigger end zone than a football end zone.
Really?
Because an end zone in football is 10 yards by... How wide is a football field? Is it? No. It's 25 yards wide.
Can't believe he doesn't know. Well, 25 yards. Okay, never mind. I can't even make fun anymore. That would have been hilarious if I could have done that.
No. 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 You're not allowed to make fun of me. For all right, that.
Okay. For that. But everything else, absolutely. Okay, well, that's cool. So don't need a lot of equipment, don't need a lot of things, don't need a lot of...
I lied,
of,
it's 50 yards.
Oh! What is this world coming to?
Technically, it's 53.3 yards.
Well, that's just dumb. Who would do such a thing?
Yeah, that's weird. It's 160 feet. It's a weird measurement. Anyway, 20 yards from the side of the end zone on each side, there's a brick mark.
A brick.
That is used for putting the disc back into play if it after an out-of-bounds pull.
Oh, okay, good.
A pull is a throw by the defense, and a brick is a pull that lands out-of-bounds.
Okay, cool.
Positions.
Mm-hmm.
You got seven players on each team. You got two main positions, though. Handlers and cutters.
Cutters.
All right, what do you think a handler and a cutter is?
Okay, so a handler is the people with the leashes. And cutters. They're multitaskers. They're chopping up the cocaine for everybody to imbibe, and then they are also slicing and dicing some You asked me! I don't know! You asked! I don't know!
Just the cutters do cocaine?
Yeah, they cut it with, like, some shitty stuff. And it's bad cocaine.
I thought they were nerds. We called them nerds earlier.
Yeah, only nerds do drugs.
All right, well, handlers are the ones that are responsible for keeping the possession of the disc.
With leashes.
AKA handling it. They field it. And they run the offense. They're like they're calling the plays like the quarterback when a stop disc occurs or near the end zone to make sure they don't turn it over.
Uh-huh.
While the cutters are usually the speedy downfield from the disc catchers. They make the plays. They're like the route runners, the wide receivers. And when the pull happens, cutters need to get downfield as fast as possible and get into an offensive formation to execute a play. A pull is a throw by the defense.
Oh.
It's like a kickoff.
Oh.
You throw it down the field, and then the other team catches it, and then they start throwing to move down the other side.
What happens if it hits the ground?
It's a turnover, and the other team gets it when they at that point.
Oh. Can they intercept?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Got it. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, you can knock it down. You can catch it. We're getting into that because this is the strategy in place. Defense. Two main types of defensive strategy. Man-to-man or person-to-person.
Uh-huh.
You just mano-a-mano. You cover one guy.
Just man up.
Zone defense, where you spread out and try and cover space. Uh-huh. However, the most common are the monster in the cup. Monster.
The monster in the cup?
The monster deep. The monster is responsible for the long distance throws and the end zone.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
This is your main guy. They cover the deepest offensive players while trying to stay as close to the end zone as possible, and they may call out other players to help them cover if they're spread too thin. In football, we would call this the free safety, the single high safety who navigates the whole field. Mm-hmm. So usually want them to be able to run, real fast on both sides.
Okay.
So they basically switch person-to-person defense and they cover the zone. The cup is where the defense plays three or four players closely with each other to cover the offensive handler in possession of the disc, basically surrounding them like a trap play in basketball and throwing their hands up.
Right, trap play.
You know, it's like you have the disc. Imagine if me, Bob, and Wade were standing around you trying to prevent you from being able to throw it to a teammate.
Yeah, it's like when you got your trap card in Yu-Gi-Oh! And they stumble right into it. And you get to summon another card from Pot of Greed. I'm not a nerd! I'm not.
All right. There's some offensive strategies as well that involve wings and poppers.
Okay.
Those are the zone offenses, whereas the person-to-person offenses, you know, you just throw it around.
Okay.
But wings are the counter to the monsters. They tend to be downfield towards the sidelines, which are hard for one single person to cover because the field is so wide, they can't cover both sides.
Right. Okay. Got it.
And they work together to distract the monster. They go, hey, look at me. Come over here. You can't eat me.
Is the monster like different than the others? Is it like bigger?
I think it's just a really fast dude. It's probably tall, lean, quick.
Sounds like MKBHD.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He could be the monster.
Wait, I'll actually look it up. What position does MKBHD play in Ultimate Frisbee? Oh, it doesn't say. It doesn't say.
Yeah, yeah. But the wings tend to be pretty quick guys as well and be good at reading the trajectory of the disc in windy conditions because they're close to the sideline. And if you go out of bounds, it's a turnover. Poppers, these players remain close to the handlers and try and work around the cup defense, basically trying to quickly pop the disc from each other and gradually move up the field instead of going for the long throw like the wings would.
Uh-huh.
So how the match begins, which I talked about beforehand, why it's in this order, don't ask me. There is some variation on scoring works for a game of Ultimate, but usually different rules of association. The game is played with still with teams of seven. Substitutions are allowed if there are injuries and also between points. Mm. So at the beginning of the match, before the game starts, team captains will go over any rule changes or flip the discs to determine which team will have possession first. Basically a coin toss, but you flip the frisbee.
Okay.
Each captain choose same or different. Then they each throw a frisbee at the ground. If both land facing up or down, it is same. But if one is facing up or down, it is different.
I like that. That's fun. Okay, that's different. You samesies or you differences? Wee. What is it? I don't know. They look the same. Samesies. Okay.
With their fate decided, now the seven members must each head to their respective end zones.
What words did you just say?
With the seven members of each team will head to their respective end zones.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So they're on the end zone line, which is the front line.
Mm-hmm.
Neither team is allowed to cross the end zone until the disc has been thrown.
Okay.
The team that has the disc will raise it high when they're ready to start. When the other team is ready, they will raise a hand to show they are ready to play. And the defending team will throw the disc to the other side. They'll pull it.
It's
like a kickoff.
Got it.
But it's called a pull. Because language is fun.
Yes.
After playing the game, no, wait, playing the game after the first throw.
You okay? All right.
Listen, I just finished working out. My adrenaline and my blood flow is not to my brain, it's to my body. So I really am really dumb right now.
Okay. All right. You can be dumb. It's all right. I won't blame you.
After the first throw, the teams will battle for each point, but not violently. No tackling, no hitting each other. It's non-contact, no touchies.
No touchies. Okay, got it.
But the weapons they use are good offensive and defensive strategies. So, the handler gets the ball. They toss the disc to one of the poppers. The popper pops it back to a different handler. They're popping it back and forth to each other. Oh, it gets knocked to the ground. The other team takes over. Now they're switching. Now they're popping. Oh, they're going for the long ball. It's a score! End zone. Everybody goes wild.
Great.
And that's basically the game back and forth. They're tossing it. They're either using the quick, shorter throws or they're going for the long distance throws.
Okay, cool.
While some games may leave time for you to get a drink or grab a hot dog, you've got to pay attention if you don't want to miss any brilliant plays.
Brilliant plays, yes.
The teams will switch sides after each point. So the audience will maybe want to grab, to wait until halftime to grab a snack if they want to keep track of what's going on. Because it can be confusing.
All right. Sounds good.
It goes by in a whirlwind. It's very quick. Like I said, each person is only allowed to hold the disc for 10 seconds or else it's a turnover. So they are constantly throwing. They're constantly catching, throwing, intercepting, blocking, knocking it down, defending, running, jumping. Players run up and down the field the whole time, dynamically changing their offense and defense to try and counter each other's strategic works, whether going from zone to man, to using the monster, to using the wings, to using the pop and go, you know? They're flipping around. Everything's wild.
That's crazy. That's pretty cool.
And as the timer reaches the last minutes of the game, it's your final chance for your team to pull ahead. Team needs to have 2 points ahead in order to win. If they don't, additional time is added. 10 more minutes added, which gives the other team time to take the lead and even the win if they manage to get up by 2 points. If the extended time runs out and your team is up by one, they actually will officially win the game. After extra time, you can only, you can still win by one.
Yay! Wait, what?
So regulation time, you have to win by two. If you're only up by one, they'll add 10 minutes. And then if you're still up by one after the additional 10 minutes are up, you end up winning the game.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like tennis, but less love.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And that's Ultimate Frisbee!
Whoa! So let me summarize for everybody at home. You start off. Everyone walks into the stadium. The handlers have the leashes. The cutters are crawling on their hands and knees, snorting up a line of coke all 70 yards of the field down the length of it. The two teams cross over each other in a fan formation. They go like, samesies, differencies, samesies, differencies, samesies, differencies. And then they pass each other to the other end zone. And then somehow the flying saucer of an alien comes down. Boom! A tractor beam shoots down into the middle of the field. Hey, stop laughing. Tractor beam. Boom! Right there. And then down descends Marquez Brownlee. Into the center of it. And then he has the frisbee. And then he tosses it like a coin. Does the triangle of fairness above on his forehead, and it lands, and then one of the teams gets to go first, whatever is fair, and they all agree that it's fair, and they nod their head and go, that's fair.
Fair.
And then, from the cages on either ends of the team's fields, big doors go chunk, 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 chunk. Two monsters, each one comes storming out, and they charge, and then in the middle, they smash into each other, and then whichever monster wins, that's frisbee, baby.
While the other players are trying to distract them on the sidelines.
Yeah, but they're too busy doing cocaine.
I think a monster got into the studio. My lights just went off. What just happened?
That's what happens. That's what you get. That's what you get.
No, don't eat me. Please.
Yep, too late. All right, so that's frisbee. I think I explained that pretty well.
Continue the ending. I figured we'd act like I died.
Oh. Tyler is dead now.
I was going to have Will edit like a monster coming and everything.
I don't know what happened. That's so sad. I don't know what was in there.
Do the outro.
Do the outro? What do you mean do the outro? I don't know. Hey, man, we're going to have a candlelight vigil for Tyler, but also he endorses gambling, so...
No! All right, I'm doing the outro. Screw you, I'm back. The monster didn't eat me. I ate it.
All right, good, good, good.
Oh, thank you so much, elegant listeners and elegant viewers, because some of you were upset that we don't acknowledge you, but that's because all of you are elegant listeners, because you're listening to her voice even as you're watching. But, go ahead.
I was going to say... You can go get the Infinity Fingers bundle at store.gmfst.com. You get the iFinger Sports shirt, the iFinger Sports hat, the iFinger Sports finger, and the iFinger Sports finger pin. And eventually, coming soon down the road, the iFinger Sports finger, iFinger Sports finger. To put a finger on your finger so when you're fingering sports... everyone will carry on.
We're working on that. It's been a process. But yes, you can grab the bundle. The bundle is there. The bundle is available. But there's a little hidden secret. The bundle already has a discount.
Oh.
But you can get an additional discount with the discount code FINGER.
FINGER.
It'll give you an additional 10% off using the code FINGER.
Yes. And be sure to, there's probably an email list or something like that, or to be notified of when the iFinger Sports Finger, Foam Finger, Finger comes to fruition.
When the finger that goes on the finger is fingerly available. Fingers really start sounding like a curse word.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, yeah. But go check out Mark's channel. Go check out my channel. Soon we'll have some awesome videos of me paragliding and rock climbing, hopefully on the Go YouTube channel. I just got to figure out editing them. And I'm also going out of town again, so that's going to be great. But anyway, we'll see you when we see you next. Hopefully. Hope the monsters don't get us.
Probably not.
Yeah, we're not playing Ultimate anytime soon, I don't think.
Probably.
Bye.